Hello, this is Roberta Schaefer for the Research Bureau Angle. Today's topic is cargo at Worcester Regional Airport. The departure of direct air, and thus all commercial air service from Worcester Regional Airport, has fueled speculation about Massport's future plans for the Worcester facility. Perhaps because CSX is building a major freight yard that will be its New England hub, there has been chatter on the street about Worcester Airport's use for cargo. Actually, there is no synergy between air cargo and rail freight. They are two opposite ends of the commodity spectrum. Rail freight, such as vehicles, raw materials, and chemicals, move by the ton over the course of days and weeks. Air freight includes items that are perishable and subject to timely delivery, such as flowers, seafood, and periodicals. Air freight has weight limitations and must be delivered in the course of hours, not days. As a result, there are no connecting opportunities between the two modes of transportation for Worcester Regional Airport. This lack of synergy, however, does not preclude Massport from pursuing air cargo opportunities for Worcester Regional Airport. But Massport officials indicated at a hearing of the Worcester City Council's Transportation Committee on April 22nd that it had no plans for developing cargo capacity at the airport. Since Massport is running Worcester Airport at a deficit, why would the authority not pursue air cargo to supplement the airport's revenue? According to airport managers interviewed by the Research Bureau, the major cargo air cargo carriers, such as FedEx and UPS, have three major concerns when deciding where to locate their facilities and where to land their planes. The first is the overall demand for their services in the region served by the airport. Based on market studies of the numerous corporations and manufacturing concerns located in central Massachusetts that regularly ship and receive freight and time-sensitive documents, there is probably a substantial enough local market to justify air cargo service at Worcester Airport. In addition, Worcester has a distinct competitive advantage in its proximity to the greater Boston area. As space at Logan becomes available, Worcester Airport becomes a viable alternative for cargo. A second major consideration for freight carriers is the location and accessibility to the airport to provide timely and reliable service. Easy access to state and interstate highway systems is essential to ensuring that the trucking and delivery phase of the shipping process is as efficient and predictable as possible. The state of road access to Worcester Airport is the most obvious obstacle preventing Worcester from capitalizing on its market. The circuitous routes that must be traveled through residential neighborhoods and the very steep hill that leads to the airport and its existing warehouse facility make accessibility by truck less than ideal. According to industry experts, cargo carriers are most concerned with the amount of time it takes to get from the airport to the nearest interstate highway, in this case, I-290 or the Mass Pike. Roadway improvements that significantly reduce the time it would take a tractor-trailer truck to reach the highway from the airport would greatly improve the chances that Worcester Airport officials could persuade FedEx, UPS, or other integrated cargo carriers to land their planes in Worcester. The third major concern for carriers is the existing airfield facilities. Worcester Airport is still perceived by cargo carriers, commercial airlines, and travel agents as an unreliable place to schedule air service. An ILS upgrade from a Category 1, which is what we have now, would significantly improve Worcester's chances of attracting both cargo and passenger carriers to the airport, because it would further reduce weather-related cancellations and help to dispel popular misconceptions about the reliability of Worcester Airport. Another issue related to the facility that limits cargo potential is the length of Worcester Airport's runways. While the major cargo carriers use large aircraft, which Worcester's runways cannot accommodate, smaller cargo planes can land there. The airfield and local roadway improvements that are necessary for air cargo carriers would also greatly enhance Worcester Airport's ability to track commercial airlines as well. In conclusion, if Worcester Airport is ever to reach its potential as the generator of economic development that it should be in this region, substantial improvements to the facility and road access will have to be undertaken. This has been Roberta Schaefer for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.